as they were. And I definitely picked up the right issues of the manga at the right time, because the first ones I picked up had a lot of Uranus and Neptune in them, which really helped me later on in life. But,
So you say you picked it up during the, I believe it is called the Infinity Arc, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so, yeah.
Yes. All right. And I mean, what are your thoughts? Do you think, which was your favorite more in the storyline? I mean, manga or the anime, the original one?
I think the manga is definitely my favorite. It's a much tighter story for one, and you really get into the characters more, I think. And I like see, reading it the way that it was originally written instead of how it was interpreted with filler and things like that for the anime. I still love the anime, but the manga's definitely my favorite, and it's a little bit darker than the anime is sometimes. Like, you really get the sense that no, they're fighting, they're gonna die potentially, and they still keep going, and that's okay.
And what are your thoughts on, it's rumored in the trades that the new Sailor Moon Crystal will be based, for all intents and purposes, strictly on the manga. I mean, what are
Yeah.
your thoughts on that?
I'm really excited to see that. I think it would be amazing to actually get to see the manga come to life more, more faithfully than the first version did. Because I feel like they come off as stronger characters in the manga too, and so that would be great to have another generation grow up with Sailor Moon with even stronger characterization.
I see. And now I ask this often of people who are involved in things surrounding anime, Japanese sub with subtitles or English dub?
Ooh, that's a question that I'm sure people will fight for.
And they often do.
They often do, yeah. I'm always a little nostalgic for the dub since that's how I was introduced, but I love the voices in the Japanese so much that I prefer watching the subs when I can. But really, any way I can watch Sailor Moon, I'll be happy.
I see. And did you pick up a great deal of the Japanese language, learn Japanese out of it?
I picked up a little bit, enough that sometimes when I'd be watching the fan subs, because my friends and I sort of secretly downloaded the fan subs of Stars because they weren't available in middle school and early high school, and
Well,
I'd
not
sort
until
of
to the near future.
exactly, and so I'd be sort of watching and pick out a word and be like, hey, wait, that's not the right word. That's not what that means. But I never actually took formal classes to pick it up, which I'm kind of sad I didn't, because that would have been really fun.
I see. Well, I mean, focusing extensively, especially in respect that, it was in the manga that, you were introduced to the character you play, your favorite character, Neptune. I mean, what are your thoughts on Neptune, herself?
I love her so much. I wanted to be just like her as soon as I discovered her in the manga. I always thought that she was so compelling and so amazing that, she was very feminine but still very, very strong, but it was a deeper strength. Like, Uranus is more outwardly powerful and strong, but Toons, I got that rock solid sense of her mission on the inside and dedication to what they have to do. And she was just talented and beautiful and really a great role model that, later in life, realizing that I was gay, I was like, oh, well, that was fortuitous. I picked a great role model early on, even though I didn't quite realize it yet. But cosplaying her and really sort of stepping into her shoes really helped me immensely with that, and being able to just sort of go into, I guess, Neptune mode or whatever, and be like, nope, I have to be strong right now, and that's okay, I can do it, because Sailor said she can do anything.
So you'd say, your, I guess your submergence into Neptune made you more comfortable with yourself?
It definitely did. Yeah, it helped a lot. And And, you know, getting to cosplay with Elena, just getting to step into those shoes before I had even come out, really, and get practice, sort of, I guess you could say, and being around supportive friends while doing that was really amazing.
How effective Neptune's Deep Submerge really is.
Yeah. exactly.
Indeed. Now, on, I mean, you talked a little bit about this, especially in your own case, with your orientation. But generally, I mean, what do you think, specifically if you like with Neptune, but in general, a Sailor Moon with this kind of female empowerment, kind of girl power thing, I mean, how did that affect you and what are your thoughts on it?
It definitely had a great effect on me as well, just in general, beyond Neptune, that, you know, I, especially being very shy early on in life, like in high school, I'm pretty sure there are people that graduated never hearing me speak ever. But when I started really getting back into Sailor Moon and watching it and reading it all over again, it really, I don't know, it helped me come out of my shell too, in addition to cosplay, just seeing how strong they were and that, you know, they didn't really need anyone else. They just needed themselves and their friends. It was really amazing. And it was interesting because going to a small women's college like Bryn Mawr, it sort of felt similar sometimes. So, you know, reading that and having that so deeply ingrained and then being in that environment at the same time was sort of a perfect storm. For sort of coming more into myself and feeling more comfortable with who I was and everything and being able to actually go out there as a strong person.
And would you say, extensively the individualism that is, often to be found in, cosplay through expression and identity? I mean, you'd say that it not only helped you, you know, become who you are, find out what was deep inside, but also, I mean, make an identity for yourself, you know, kind of, you know, a kind of, you know, in the way Neptune introduces herself to the enemy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely would. Because, you know, there is sort of a layer of presentation when you're cosplaying too. So it's exactly like that.
I mean, also, I mean, it's an interesting thing. I mean, for people who are shy, I mean, do you think that cosplay is, you know, something that, I mean, do you believe it's something that really does get the people who, you know, ordinarily that wearing a mask kind of allows you to do things you never thought were possible?
Yeah, I definitely do. That's why every now and again, I'll come across someone posting online saying, you know, I'd love to cosplay, but I'm too shy. And I'll always say, no, you should do it. Like, it, you know, it won't help everyone because everyone's different. But if it's something you really want to do, you know, take that chance, and it might actually help you a lot more than you thought it would.
I see. But of course, there is the flip side of this coin, the dark side.